It is Classic Hits, KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning here. It's time now for our Community Connection. I've got Tracy Anderson from the Humane Society here in Morris. And, well, we're talking about a great fundraiser you have coming up. And if anybody knows anything about me, I'm a huge animal lover. So this is right in my wheelhouse. So this is coming up relatively soon, right? So what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, well, I'm really happy to be here to talk about the annual Humane Society fundraiser, Wags, Whiskers, and Wine. We have this every year on the first weekend in May, so it's coming right up. And this fundraiser is a dinner auction, and we have some other fundraising activities, live and silent auction, and then we have a bowl raffle where you can buy tickets and put your ticket in front in the bowl in front of the item you'd like to get drawn for. And we've got some other things as well. We're going to be at the Old Number 1 on Saturday, May 3rd. The social hour is going to start at 6 o'clock. Then we'll have dinner at 7, followed by the auction. And we'll have a little update on the Humane Society so people can learn a little bit more about what we've been up to in the past year.
That is really neat, and I think that well, this is a really big fundraiser for you guys, right?
Yeah, this event has become our single biggest source of income, and it won't get us through the whole year. But boy, with kitten season coming on, this is a boost of income that we could really use right now. And we do our best to try to put on a fun evening. So we ask people to come out and support the Humane Society, and we try to show them a really nice evening.
Yeah, that's very fun. And again, I'm a huge animal lover, and I think that it's a very important event. Again, it's Wags, Whiskers, and Wine. It's going to be May 3rd, so this coming Saturday at the Old Number 1 South Side from 6 to 9 p.m. And what kind of items do you have for the auction? Do you know just off the top of your head?
Yeah, the auction is starting to really take shape. We have some things that we try to have every year, including some Twins tickets. I think the St. Paul Saints also donated some tickets to us. Our Twins tickets are for the Prince Knights, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Wow.
We've also got some food items. I'm kind of excited about this Breakfast of Champions package that we're putting together with bacon and sausage and eggs. Everybody wants eggs.
Yeah.
I've got a pint of maple syrup, and we might even be able to finagle a loaf of Don's toast here. So we're trying to put something together like that. Local artists really talented members of the community also make donations. We've got some jewelry that a longtime supporter always makes for us. We've got some quilts that have been donated, including a quilt by the group with the Legion that makes quilts. And so the proceeds for that auction item are going to go towards our Veterans Fund, which is something that we've started, it's got to be about 5 years ago. And so we have a designated fund earmarked to help veterans who might have pets that maybe have some medical issues, or if we can help a veteran adopt a pet, that's also what that fund is for.
Well, that is fantastic.